Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Enjoying Success with Sharon Michaels on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Sharon Michaels of SharonMichaels.com and welcome to Women Enjoying Success Radio. Thank you so much for listening. And I believe that together we can achieve and even exceed our wildest expectations. There is synergy and energy when we come together like this to discuss positive and empowering ways to succeed and enjoy our lives. The goal of this program and every Women Enjoying Success broadcast is to take an empowered look at how today's women are achieving and enjoying success, abundance, and prosperity. Together, we can become even more self-confident, determined, and successful. You can read more about my coaching programs and mastermind groups and products at SharonMichaels.com. And check out my paperback and Kindle, 31 Days to Growing Your Network Marketing Business. If you're in network marketing and direct sales, you're going to find a step-by-step plan for growing your business in 31 days. And most of the activities you can do in 15 minutes. Again, it's available as a paperback or a Kindle on Amazon.com. And if you're buying the Kindle edition, you can download it to your ebook reader immediately. Before we begin, here's my recommendation. Get pen and paper ready, because I know you're going to want to make some notes and jot down a few ahas. Well, again, I'm Sharon Michaels, and I teach you how to do business successfully. For over 25 years, I've been coaching and mentoring women in business, just like you and me, to greater personal and professional success. And over the years, I've seen how important it is to keep ourselves going forward and not become distracted. Today, I want to talk about business distractions, excuses, and procrastination. Let me ask you this. When you sit down to work on a business task or a money-making activity, do you ever find yourself being distracted by little things or finding an excuse for not completing something that needs to be completed or putting off until later something that should have been done today or yesterday even? If you answered yes, then I want to talk to you. Here are a few reasons I found to become easily distracted, to make excuses, or to procrastinate. Number one, are you afraid to fail or make a mistake? Number two, I found that if we're not totally committed to a task, you know what? We're not going to do it. Number three, I found that if we don't believe in what we're doing, then it just doesn't become very important to us. I found that if we don't believe that we're qualified to complete the task, we're going to procrastinate or we're going to make excuses. And finally, I found that if you're distracted or making excuses or procrastinating, is it because you're just bored with what you're doing? It just doesn't motivate you anymore? Well, here's a few suggestions that may help you better understand why you're not finishing your tasks. Number one, analyze what about the task or activity seems to be stopping you from completing it. This is the time to be honest with yourself, to do some real soul searching. Is the task too complicated? Do you feel the payoff for completing the activity isn't rewarding enough? Are you just not motivated? Is there just something about it that doesn't feel right? So the first thing I want you to ask yourself is, what's stopping you from completing that task? Here's the second thing I'd like you to ask yourself. Go back and revisit your why for working your business. Have you lost focus on why you're working your business? Are you staying focused on the emotional, physical, and/or financial gains for finishing what needs to be finished? Are the gains important enough to you that you won't get distracted, that you'll keep going forward? Is your why, the why for working your business, motivating enough to keep you going forward so that you don't give up before payday. So the second thing I want you to ask yourself is revisit your why for working your business. Is it important enough to you now, today? Here's the third thing I want you to ask yourself. Are your goals too small or are they too unrealistic? Is it time to revisit your goals? Your goals should be motivating enough that you'll want to step out of your comfort zone and strive to succeed and thrive in your business, but not so overwhelming that you'll become discouraged. So are your goals motivating you or frightening you? Now seriously, are they stopping you in your tracks or are they exciting you enough that you want to sit down and work them every day? You might want to take a look at my book too, 21 Days to Living Your Dreams, available as a paperback and a Kindle on Amazon. I do talk about setting and achieving goals that will motivate you. Let's look at number 4. Have you bitten off more than you can chew? Now seriously, how many times have we done that? You know the old saying, so much to do, so little time. Have you gotten yourself into a time crunch? Are you too overwhelmed to know where to start? So ask yourself, have you honestly bitten off more than you can chew? Is that why you're making excuses or procrastinating or allowing yourself to get distracted? You're just feeling overwhelmed? And here's the fifth thing. Maybe you're not doing the right thing. No, seriously, maybe your business isn't the right business for you. If day after day finding yourself disenchanted and discouraged, maybe you're not doing the right thing. You know, with all that said, I know there'll be times when you won't feel like working because you simply don't feel like working. We've all gone through that. Those are the times you have to give yourself a kick in the pants and just do it. Not every day is going to be magical and motivating because, you know what? It's called life. But when you work for yourself, there will be days when you have to dig deep and motivate yourself to press forward and get the important things done. So let's go through those one more time. Number 1 was analyze what about the task or activity seems to be stopping you from completing it. Number 2, go back and revisit your why for working your business. Number 3, are your goals too small or maybe they're just too unrealistic? Number 4, have you bitten off more than you can chew? Are you just feeling overwhelmed? And number 5 was, maybe you're not doing the right thing at the right time. I have a Facebook group called Women Who Want to Successfully Work for Themselves. And I recently asked, what are some of the distractions that you find in your business that keep you from going forward or not completing a task at hand? And here are some of the answers that I received. Facebook, social media, my head saying, I will do this in a minute, and then doing something else and losing time. Extended family, asking us to babysit too much, checking in on elderly parents. My full-time job, I'm exhausted most of the time. Here's another one, my full-time job, 18 grandkids, and wanting to spend time with my hubby. But the biggest thing for me is me. Well, what do you think about listening to the distractions? I'm coming to the conclusion, yes, we all have distractions. But how important is it to stay focused on our business? And only you can answer that. If your business is important enough, if going forward is important enough, trust me, you're going to make time to do it consistently. I'm going to leave you with this quotation. It said, procrastination makes easy things hard and hard things harder. A reminder, you can download and listen to all of the Women Enjoying Success programs 24/7 right here on your computer, and they're also available through iTunes under Women Enjoying Success as a free podcast. You can read more about my coaching programs, mastermind groups, and products at SharonMichaels.com. You can check out all of my business and personal development books that I have available as downloadable Kindles and paperbacks on Amazon.com. There's a link here to my author page. Keep up with me on Twitter at Sharon Michaels and on Facebook, where I invite you to join the discussion on my Facebook page, Women Enjoying Success. This is Sharon Michaels saying, I believe in you. And until next time, enjoy all of your successes. And thank you so much for listening.